Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Esther Elton bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Alexander Markovsky is our guest, our new friend, a Russian immigrant born, educated in the Soviet Union, and his father was a high-ranking Soviet. He came to this country, the United States, and became a citizen. He's now a businessman operating his business out of the United States. He's an author of a number of books, but his new one is called Liberal Bolshevism. America did not defeat communism, she adopted it. Alexander, when we went to the break, I was saying that how I took issue, and I wrote an article about this. I took issue with the president when he called me. He was talking about successful people, and of course, success is relative. You know, I consider myself to be successful because I have a business that I've been able to keep hold together year after year. But he called people who are successful fortunate. And I said, Mr. President, I'm not successful because, I said, I'm fortunate because I'm an American. I was born in America. I'm successful because I worked hard. And you want to comment on that?
Yes. What president and socialists do not understand, or don't want to understand, that the source of all wealth is a product of man's God-given ability to innovate, create. And this intellectual ability is property of the individual and has not been distributed equally. God did not create a fair world.
Right.
Or maybe he does. Maybe he did. Because if we all were geniuses, like Steve Jobs, for example, who would invent a toilet? Or who would clean the toilet? You know. So, to each his own, you know, his own. That's how this world works.
Right.
And geniuses are entitled to more.
And you can't legislate that, can you? You can't regulate that. Not,
right, exactly.
Not successfully. Right. Not successfully long term. The problem I've got with socialism is what Margaret Thatcher said. It's always spending someone else's money. Socialism,
right.
To me, socialism doesn't have a job.
Right, right.
And
right.
So you're concerned, in your book you talk about the fact that the United States is moving, as you say, we didn't defeat socialism or communism, we're moving toward it. Tell us why you feel like we're achieving some critical mass toward that unfortunate end.
Well, the rise of Bernie Sanders and millions of followers should give us an indication where we are. And the way where we are, you can see on the cover of my book, half of the stars and American flag been replaced with socialist signs.
You're very critical of the president, President Obama, in your book.
Well, he's a socialist. He's a Marxist.
Why? And explain that.
Well, he believes in equality. He does not believe that wealth people obtain, they obtain through the hard work.
Right.
He believes that wealth does not belong to individuals, it belongs to all of us.
And people who are successful have just gotten lucky.
Oh, yes, people just got lucky. You know, our government helps them.
And somebody should decide to level that playing field.
Right.
Do you think a socialist sees a fat person and thinks a skinny person didn't get their food?
That's something like this, yes.
That's what that's one of the little jokes I tell sometimes.
Yeah, that's
they see a fat person, they think, you've eaten that skinny person's food.
Yes. That's right, yes.
Zero sum.
Wealth, is obtained through exploitation mm-hmm. of working people. That's mm-hmm. what they say. That's Karl Marx.
Mm-hmm. And you and how concerned are you that America is moving in that direction?
I think we're already there.
You think it's already? You think the yes. Rubicon has already been crossed?
Yes, because socialism cannot be defeated. You
really?
See. How can you defeat this ideology?
Mm-hmm.
While Democrats or socialists offer people dole, they offer them a free education, free
right,
healthcare,
right.
free housing.
But,
it seems like Donald Trump is threatening them these jobs.
Right. But let me ask you a question. Are Republicans much better?
Well, not much better. They seem to don't understand where we're going.
Yeah.
Okay? They have great ideas. They say the right things.
The politicians, it seems to me, that we have today are more concerned about their own little world than they are about America. What do you think?
Oh, that's absolutely true, you know. Well, they created the different world for themselves.
On both sides of the aisle.
Both sides of the aisle, yes.
Yeah.
Where in the world you can serve one term and have pension for life?
Yeah, that's
and health care and everything else.
Alexander, have you got a website?
Yes, I do. Yes.
What is it, please?
www.alexmarkovsky.com.
Alexmarkovsky.com. Markovsky.com. Alexander, will you come back another day?
Well, I would be happy to spread the word.
All right. Thank you for being here. Ladies and gentlemen, the book is called Liberal Bolshevism. It will wake you up. 29 after. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Every time that you walk in the room.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.